There are many things that people have wondered about since the beginning, like,
how were we created?
Is water really wet?
But one of the biggest questions is, when will the world end?
I'm Charlize.
I'm Zara.
And I'm Catherine.
And we will all be discussing the topic of how we'll all go extinct. In the past, people believed that God would end the world. Predictions of things like the apocalypse, the collapse of civilization, or the destruction of the world have been made as early as or even earlier than the common era.
Even so, the end of entire species or multiple species has happened before.
Many things have wiped out species before humans.
So what were the causes?
Right here, I have Mr. Gianetti with me, and I have a question.
So how do you think other species before us were wiped out?
I think other species were wiped out before, I guess, the survival of the fittest, and then kind of that Darwinism effect. Maybe they were wiped out by other species, or they fell predator to. Every species is a prey to something, so maybe there was a time where, you know, certain species were being preyed upon by a bigger or, you know, more ferocious species.
Right, succession is one of the current causes for wiping out certain animals in the past, but other examples are
meteor strikes and asteroids were one of them.
They wiped out the dinosaurs over 66 million years ago.
Other things can wipe out entire species too, like climate change.
Climate change is one of the main causes for species to go extinct. If an animal can't adapt, then it can't survive. Volcanoes have also been suspected to cause huge mass extinctions.
They may not be the big spewing mountains people know of, but they do cause extinctions. Instead, they are massive fissures and vents in the earth that ooze steady pulses of lava over hundreds of thousands of years.
This may not be as you know and love as the top blowing of a volcano, but it generates much more lava and affects vast areas.
For example, the eruptions associated with the end-Permian extinction left behind lava that covers an area the size of Western Europe and is more than a kilometer thick.
That was all for back then, but what's going on now?
Nowadays, there are still many things that can kill us, like wildfires in California. Many deaths, devastating fires are spread by little sparks of flame.
But nature is not just the thing that can cause death. It is human cause, death, and nature combined.
There are also things like pandemic diseases. Just this year, the coronavirus has spread over 30,189 people. That was a couple months ago. Numbers change every day. Also, global warming is cars producing carbon dioxide. Humans overpopulation and factories are all creating carbon. Plants are being cut down, which are our source of oxygen. Monsanto, whatever it's called.
Monsanto is a fertilizer that was actually used to be used in bombs. Monsanto is actually starting to cause cancer, and there are multiple cases coming up, and people are starting to sue.
Diseases, heart attacks, and strokes are the world's biggest killers. According to a combination of 15.2 million deaths in 2016, cancer 9.6 million are estimated to die from cancer. Us, as smoke or fate, are causing our own extinction. The world can end any moment.
Do you ever lie awake thinking that the world will end in your sleep tomorrow?
How will we die? Here today I have Gise with me. And Charlie be presenting the question to her.
What is going on today that can cause humans to be wiped out?
Global warming is going on right now, and already many people are affected.
We may only be in 2020 at the current moment, but time is never going to stop moving forward. Time will always continue to bring us more and more into the future every day. But what if one day it all ended? What would happen to us? To begin with, we would have to first survive the current problems of the world. In the future, some things that could end us are currently happening now and are going to have a long-lasting effect on the Earth.
For example, quite a popular reason is global warming. Currently, the world is facing a huge climate problem.
According to scientists, the temperature rises by about 1 degree every year.
If this continues and we don't do a lot about it, it could quite possibly be the end of our world.
Another topic that might end our world in the topic of weather is the sun burning out, which won't be for probably another billion years from now.
This is quite a high possibility because the sun is a star and all stars have a life. All stars are born and they will die, or otherwise known as burnout.
It is said that when the sun dies, which is will be evaporation of Earth, which will definitely lead to the end.
Last but not least, human error, specifically under the topic of artificial intelligence. AI might be able to do things as well or even better than humans.
According to scientists, the bigger concern is that it will become too good at its job. This shows that AI might be enhanced in the future, meaning that it could take over.
Many fear that the apocalypse become much more frightening when you consider all AI weapons in the hands of a wrong person, or an AI arms race leading an AR war. This explains how just be able to take over the world and bring it to an end.
So today I have Vivian, and we are going to see how she thinks the world is going to end. How do you think the human race could die out in the future?
I think like the sun can run out of time and there will be no more light, so like the plant can die out. So that's probably how the human race will die out.
Most know that one day the world will end.
But how will that happen and why? This is Charlize,
Catherine,
and Zara, and we want to ask you,
how do you think the world is going to end?